This is a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash. They hunger and thirst for justice, the survivors of Bhopal. More than 7,000 people died within a matter of days when toxic gases leaked from the Union Carbide chemical plant in Bhopal, India, in December 1984. Over the last 20 years, exposure to the toxins has resulted in the deaths of a further 15,000 people, as well as chronic and debilitating illnesses for thousands of others for whom treatment is largely ineffective. And now a video acknowledging the outstanding environmental achievement in Asia of Rashida B., a winner of the 2004 Goldman Environmental Prize, a Bhopal survivor who still hungers and thirsts for justice.
Two man-made lakes dating from the 11th century define the borders of Bhopal, India. It's a place of social contrasts and a land of great disparity. But the daily workings of this city belie the chaotic horror that occurred here 20 years ago. The event forever changed the lives of two courageous women, one Hindu, one Muslim, who overcame enormous personal obstacles to forge a fierce alliance. In 1970, Union Carbide built a sprawling chemical pesticide factory on the outskirts of Bhopal. The facility brought jobs along with an influx of those seeking a better life. Then, on a chilly December midnight in 1984, something went horribly wrong. A 27-ton toxic gas leak unleashed a cloud of death, and the prevailing breeze pushed it right into the sleeping city.
In my house, I had my father and my son, and we started to run. We reached half a mile when our breath gave out. When I opened my eyes, I saw the dead bodies of small children, women, and men of all ages.
We left right away. We just ran. As we reached the bus stand, my husband tripped and fell down. In between this madness, we lost two of our children.
Satina Sarangi runs a clinic for gas victims.
Within the first 3 days, more than 8,000 people died. So many deaths that there were piles of bodies that were being buried together or being cremated together. And there were just too many people who died.
As a relief program, the Indian government opened a stationary factory so women could seek out a meager existence. It was soon clear that the promise of work was temporary, and they would lose their only means of support.
After the training, when we got our payment, it was only 6 rupees for a month. That's when we realized that we needed to fight to get our rights.
The women's tears gave us the strength and the courage, and that made us more and more determined. We explained to the women that if we unite and form our own union, we can achieve our rights.
Empowered by their union success, Rashida B. and Champa Devi Shukla went on to lead an arduous 1989 march to the Indian government in New Delhi to win wage increases and better working conditions. The two women then went after the real culprit, Dow Chemical, which had merged with Union Carbide in 2001. Hunger strikes in India and other parts of the world, including the U.S., brought attention to the issue and globalized the Bhopal story. One action called Beat Dow with a Broomstick reflects the homegrown nature of the struggle.
After 17 years of struggle, we were furious to see a new owner and we decided to protest in front of them. We picked up our brooms as a symbolic gesture of our anger and we went to Dow to demand a cleaner city with clean water. If they wouldn't take action, we would beat them with our brooms.
The broom action earned both women further notoriety and helped launch a groundswell of support around the world. More recently, the two have confronted Dow executives and have even visited Dow officials at their annual meeting in the U.S.
We will go to the next shareholders meeting and tell them that they should take care of their responsibilities towards Bhopal, because now they are the new owner of Union Carbide. If they don't, then we will make sure that they can't do business anywhere in the world.
The condition of the gas victims has gone from bad to worse. Therefore, we will force them to take suitable action.
The women have helped lead a legal battle against Dow with a list of four demands, including the extradition of former Union Carbide CEO Warren Anderson, long-term health monitoring of victims and disclosure of health impacts, the complete cleanup of the site and surrounding areas, and economic and social support of those affected by the disaster. Today, the Union Carbide site stands as mute testimony. Tank 611, where the deadly gas escaped, sits surrounded by jungle growth. An abandoned control room, warning gauges eerily frozen in time, is strewn with documents as if the workers had just left. But Rashida and Champa Devi are anything but dormant. They continue to help the powerless fight for rights like uncontaminated water in poor neighborhoods adjacent to the plant.
We need to come together and face problems. That's the only way to succeed. My suggestion to women is that we should all unite to face the struggle, because that's the only way we can get our rights. If they're together in the struggle, then they will be able to overcome all problems.
For outstanding environmental achievement in Asia, the 2004 Goldman Environmental Prize is awarded to Rashida B. and Champa Devi Shukla, Bhopal, India.
They hunger and thirst for justice. Well, recently I had an opportunity to meet survivors of the Bhopal tragedy and screen the video that you were just listening to. As they prepared for the U.S. visit, Rashida B. and Saditha Sarangay spoke at the Church Center for the United Nations. The survivors of Bhopal, Rashida B., a trade unionist and Bhopal activist, lost five family members to the Bhopal tragedy as a result of cancer and is now partially blinded by Union Carbide's gases. Saditha Sarangay is a metallurgical engineer and journalist who turned Bhopal activist. He arrived in Bhopal the day after the disaster and stayed on to found a clinic dedicated to the holistic treatment of gas-affected victims of Bhopal. And now, the recorded presentations from the Church Center at the UN, and we listen to Rashida B. and Saditha Sarangay.
Pehli mang hai hamari ke Union Carbide apradhik zimmedari le aur any zimmedari hai kyunki ye companies Bhopal hi mein nahi sari duniya mein is tarah ka zulm utha rahi hain aur puri duniya mein dheere dheere log maut ki taraf ja rahe hain jitne bhi ye khatarnak bimariyan aa ja rahi hain isse kai saal pehle hamare kai log jante honge ki in bimariyon se hamara koi vaasta nahi rehta tha TB cancer jaisi bimariyon se to ye Bhopal ek duniya mein sabse bada udharan hai ke in companies ke
the world's worst industrial disaster that occurred on December 84 in Bhopal. We have been fighting Union Carbide since then, and after our 17 years of fighting with Union Carbide, the American Dow Chemical Company took over Union Carbide. There was a merger between Dow Chemical and Union Carbide. As a result of the disaster, 20,000 people have died so far, and hundreds of thousands of people are sick today. And this is not just happening in Bhopal, it's happening everywhere. Corporations are committing crimes all over the world. And today we see people with so many new diseases that we did not know about earlier. And this is happening because of the poisons that corporations are spreading all over the world. Bhopal is one of the most glaring examples of this corporate crime. And if corporations who are responsible for the crimes in Bhopal are not punished, then the corporations like Dow will continue to commit such crimes all over the world. Our first demand, which I stated earlier, was that Dow must ensure that Union Carbide faces trial in the ongoing case in India. Our second demand is that DAO must provide for the medical care of people who continue to be sick and who are in need of long-term care. We are asking DAO to pay for their medical care and for the medical care of their children. Because today, people are in far worse condition than they were in the morning of the disaster. The most common problems that the victims suffer from are breathlessness, pain in the body, pain in the joints. There is burning in the stomach and in the chest. Children are the worst sufferers. They have so much pain in their body that they cannot sleep at night. Oftentimes, mothers would give them 3 or 4 times the usual dose of cough syrup so that the children can sleep and not complain about the pain in their bodies. And we are asking that DAO do something about the medical care of such people.
کیونکہ یہ گیس لگنے کے بعد جو بیماریاں آئیں اس میں ان کی ذمہ داری ابھی تک جب تک کمپنی نہیں لے گی تو ان کا علاج کون کرنے والا ہے اور سرکار کی طرف سے کوئی ایسا خاص ٹھوس قدم نہیں اٹھائے گئے اور کمپنیوں کو اگر اس کی سزا نہیں ملتی ہو کمپنی اس کی ذمہ داری نہیں لیتی ہیں تو یہ آزاد چھوٹ جاتی ہیں تو ان کو علاج کی ذمہ داری بھی 2 پیڑھیوں تک کم سے کم علاج کی ذمہ داری کمپنی کو لینا چاہیے کیونکہ دوسری پیڑھی میں بھی جو بچے پیدا ہو رہے ہیں
اینڈ دے مسٹ پرووائڈ فار دی میڈیکل کیئر آف دی نیکسٹ جنریشن ایز ویل بیکاز دی چلڈرن بورن ٹو ایکسپوز پیرنٹس آر ٹوڈے بینگ بورن ود کنجنائٹل ڈیفارمیشنز اینڈ داؤ مسٹ پرووائڈ فار دی میڈیکل کیئر آف سچ چلڈرن آلسو دیر آر پیپل ہو ہیو گاٹ کینسرز آفٹر بینگ ایکسپوزڈ آفٹر سیورل ایئرس ان مائی فیملی 6 people have died from cancer and this is not the condition of just one family this is the condition of every household in Bhopal where at least one person is chronically ill and our government also is not providing health care and we are asking that DAO provide the resources for adequate health care in Bhopal our third demand is that DAO Chemical must clean up the contamination of groundwater and soil in and around the abandoned factory because Union Carbide's management recklessly dumped 5,000 tons of chemical waste in and around the factory and these have leached into the groundwater and the water that people pump out from the ground is contaminated. 20,000 people are forced to drink this water and they suffer from a range of problems similar to what the gas exposed people have. Anemia is very common, lack of blood among the people there. They have loss of appetite, insomnia. They have panic disorder is very common. And more than that, the breast milk of the mothers in these communities have been found to be severely contaminated. So babies that are born, they are exposed to toxics in their mother's womb. And then the first food that they get is also poisoned. This poison needs to be removed from our environment and DAO must do it.
چوتھی مانگ ہے ہماری کہ جو گیس پیڑتوں کی کام کرنے کی کھمتا ختم ہوئی ہے ان کو روزگار کی ذمہ داری ڈاؤ کمپنی لے کیونکہ جو اس ٹائم اپنا گھر کا پالن پوشن اچھی طرح کرتے تھے ہمارے پریوار سے لے لیجیے کہ ہم اپنے پریوار سے کبھی گھر سے باہر نہیں نکلے تھے
اینڈ آور فورتھ اینڈ لاسٹ ڈیمانڈ از دیٹ ڈاؤ کیمیکل مسٹ پرووائڈ فار دی اکانومک ریہیبلیٹیشن آف دی وکٹمس بیکاز دی میجورٹی آف دی پیپل ہو آر ایکسپوزڈ ور پیپل ہو ارن دیئر لائیولیہڈ تھرو ہارڈ فزیکل لیبر and their work capacity has gone down drastically. They are today earning about 1/4 of what they earned earlier. In my family, my father died from cancer and he was unable to work after he was exposed. My husband, who was a tailor, was also unable to work. And that is the reason why I had to step out of the household. Otherwise, I did not have reason to go out and earn. I was married off when I was 13 and did not know about the world outside. But because of the gas exposure, because of chronic illnesses, people cannot earn today. And it is DAO's responsibility to provide the resources for gainful employment of people who cannot continue with their usual jobs. And today there's an ongoing case against Union Carbide and Warren Anderson, who was the chairman of Union Carbide at the time of the disaster. And they are charged with manslaughter and other serious offenses. And both Anderson and Union Carbide Corporation are absconding from justice. It is essential that Union Carbide is given exemplary punishment so that other corporations learn a lesson and think twice before imposing risks on the health and lives of people.
आज जब यूनियन करवाया डाउ केमिकल का मर्जर हुआ तो हमारे भोपाल की 300 महिलाएं लाल रंग लेके गई और उसके दफ्तर में जो हेडक्वार्टर है बंबई में डाउ कंपनी का उसके मैं सारे में लाल रंग लगा दिया था और बताया था कि
सो फॉलोइंग द मर्जर ऑफ यूनियन कार्बाइड विद डाउ केमिकल इन 2001 300 of us, we went to Dow's headquarters in Bombay, in India, Dow India's headquarters in Bombay. We two balloons filled with red paint on their office front to tell them that now Dow, by owning Union Carbide, had got the blood of the Bhopal people on its hands. Dow responded by suing us for 74,000 rupees. Another time we launched the Beat Dow with Broomstick campaign. In India, women use the brooms to confront on issues of domestic violence. When they're really serious, they pick up the broom. Too many years had passed and we did not get justice, and we thought that we should now show Dow that we are serious in what we are doing. So we picked up the brooms. We collected 5,000 used brooms from the different houses in Bhopal. And we carried these brooms, we carried samples of contaminated water and soil to Dow's headquarters, and we presented them with all of this. They wanted to know what the brooms were all about, and we told them that if you do not clean up the mess in Bhopal, if you do not take up responsibilities for what is happening in Bhopal, we will sweep you away from the face of the earth. They spoke to us for 10 minutes, and when we went back, they had sued us for 500,000 rupees for disrupting their business.
तो ये कंपनियां जो हैं इसे इस तरह से भागती हैं और जिम्मेदारी लेने से जब पैसा तो कमाना जानती हैं मुनाफा तो बहुत कमाती हैं लेकिन जब उनके ऊपर आती है तो वो सब कुछ छोड़कर भाग जाते हैं तो हमें इन चीजों से जागरूक होना चाहिए कि ये कंपनियां या सरकार जैसे अमेरिका सरकार अभी तक हिंदुस्तान से पिछले मई में
वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट द कॉर्पोरेशंस आर देयर only to maximize profits. They have no other concern. They run away after committing crimes like Bhopal. And they derive their power from the support they get from governments. The Indian government has sought the extradition of prime accused Warren Anderson from the U.S. And it has been a year since this request has been submitted to the U.S. government. And yet, the U.S. government has not moved on this at all. And because the U.S. government supports the corporations, and countries like India, poorer countries like India, they sit in the pockets of these corporations. So people have to fend for themselves. Ordinary people like you and me, we have to fight these corporations. And we have to ensure that justice is done after each crime they commit, so that they stop doing what they are doing today. Recently, we had a favorable decision from the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeal, in which the court has upheld the claims of the people who were injured by contaminated groundwater. And the court has said that if the Indian government submits an affidavit saying that the government of India has no problems if the corporation comes in and cleans up the contamination in the factory, the court may direct the corporation to do such a cleanup. But 1.5 months have passed since the decision was passed, but the government of India is yet to take any step on this. This is why we say that our government is with the corporation.
ये है कि इन कंपनियों के जुर्मों के खिलाफ हमें जागरूक रहना चाहिए और इनका हमेशा इस तरह का कोई तैयारी रहना चाहिए हमारी कि हम कहीं भी इनको कोई भी जहर फैलने से पहले क्योंकि हवा भी इन्होंने जहरीली की.
Today, all over the world, corporations are putting poison into our land, our water, and our air, and our bodies. And these crimes continue unabated. Bhopal is one of the most glaring examples of this. And so all of us need to come together and fight against this and ensure that justice is done in Bhopal and that Bhopal doesn't recur anywhere else in the world. All of you are here. We are far away. Dow Corporation is here in this country. And so I request you to continue to support us. And wherever, if you come to know that Dow is organizing an event anywhere, please do your best to see that they are not successful in holding that event, to send them a message. And also, I request your help in putting pressure on the Indian government by writing to the Indian embassy here, so that the Indian government does what the court has asked them to do, so that the cleanup, the poisons in the water and the soil around, in and around the factory are cleaned up.
Thank you.
Just a couple of thoughts about what we sitting here across the street from the UN might be able to do in supporting the efforts of the organized Bhopal survivors. Both the government of India and the United States government have ratified a major international human rights treaty, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Both governments have ratified that treaty. Under that treaty, there is a body created to supervise and make sure that governments fulfill their obligations under that treaty. One key obligation under that treaty, both for the government of India and for the government of the United States, set out in what is being called worldwide an Article 2 campaign. And Article 2 of the covenant requires each state that has ratified the treaty, in very simple terms, to provide an effective remedy for anyone whose rights under that treaty have been violated. The right to an effective remedy. Second, when a remedy is granted, the treaty requires the competent authorities to enforce such remedies. So you have here, after 20 years of struggle in courts, the success in the Second Circuit Court and the order coming out of that court, which merely requires the Indian government to submit an affidavit. So this provision of the treaty would require the Indian government to enforce the remedy, to help the remedy that has already been offered by the U.S. court. These are the two elements contained in this covenant on civil and political rights. How can we join together to help make them work for the survivors of Bhopal? The treaty body, the body that scrutinizes the enforcement of obligations under this, meets three times a year. It's a body of professionals who serve in their individual capacity. It's not a political body in which you have the problem of state diplomacy. These are human rights experts elected under the treaty to enforce the treaty. They meet three times a year, once a year, the first meeting in the year in New York, twice a year in Geneva. When they meet, we, I think, should be consistently asking them to exert their efforts to enforce the treaty against both the governments of India and the United States and provide this effective remedy. For 20 years, the effective remedy has not yet been provided. In law, we have a saying, justice delayed is justice denied. Justice has been delayed to the point of being denied for 20 years to the victims of Bhopal. They have shown in their own efforts that, as the Bible offer says, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall have their fill. They have shown their hunger and thirst for justice, and they have not yet been fulfilled. I think we need to join in solidarity on the 20th anniversary, not just with do-good, feel-good kind of tokens of expression of good wishes, not just with recognition of their efforts by the award of international prizes, both of which are very important, but I think the time has come to help slake their hunger and thirst for justice.
I have one thought to throw out for consideration. You know, the Union Carbide Corporation is incorporated in New York State. It's a New York State corporation, unlike many large corporations that are incorporated in Delaware. And the New York State corporation law specifies that any corporation that acts contrary to the public policy of the state is subject to dissolution. Now, there has not been a major case of involuntary corporate dissolution in over 100 years. 1890 was the last major corporation that was actually finished off by withdrawing the charter. Without a charter, they no longer have legal personality, they can't operate. I believe that the time has come to renew this demand of the Attorney General, Elliot Spitzer, as a way of recognizing the terrible disaster that occurred on December 2nd and 3rd of 1984, but has continued to this day because of the neglect, because of the indifference, because of the arrogance of the corporation that caused this terrible disaster. So if indeed another petition may be in order, I would urge all of you who are so inclined to join me in presenting such a petition to the Attorney General and urge him to do his duty to dissolve Union Carbide. It is not an independent corporation, but it still exists as a legal entity. It's simply owned in its entirety by Dow Chemical.
You are listening to They Hunger and Thirst for Justice, The Survivors of Bhopal, with Rashida B. and Sanatha Sarangi. Rashida B., a Bhopal survivor visiting the U.S., ended her presentation by saying, "We are not expendable. We are not flowers to be offered at the altar of profit and power. We are dancing flames committed to conquering darkness. We are challenging those who threaten the survival of the planet and the magic and mystery of life. Through our struggle, through our refusal to be victims, we have become survivors on the way to becoming victors." And this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'm Mimi Rosenberg, and if you'd like to let us know what you think, please get in touch with Mimi. That's M-I-M-I at buildingbridgesonline.org. That's Mimi at buildingbridgesonline.org. Love to hear from you.